Shus, Avi Mari. The sugya about a Mesim Shabbos, there are three different sugyas or cases. The Gemara daf Rangolim Beis in the case of Mutl Bachamel from the sun. Chalukis Rav and Shmuel. The case of Kikar Tinik or Tiltum Natsad. You pass on like Rav, the only thing you can do is Kikar Tinik from the palace of the mace, and not to do Tiltum Natsad. The Gemara brings down afterwards, maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim, Pudim and Lakish and the Chachamim, about a mace that's Deleika. The Gemara's Matskana is that we pass in the first like a Yehuda, that since Adam Bal al the mace and put out the Deleika, the fire, therefore be Mekel and will be mat to the total according to Pudim and Lakish. So right, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The Chura comes up, Shem the Sugya, according to Shmuel, it's only Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rav, could be everyone agrees, just by Deleika will be more Mekel. Now, to go through the Simon sif by sif, by Simon Shimon Aleph, start off with the first one question. What person are we discussing over here? Rather, we're not discussing a case of a guy. We're discussing a case of Yisrael in and of Kavod Abrius. Now, this Yisrael over here, what about if he is a Rasha, not Shem Torah Mitzvahs? Is he Nicholas Geder of saving him on Shabbos with a Kikar Tinik or the Leiko Kedaimo? So, Shlomo Kuv over here on the page, Chokh Mashlomo. And the Sefer Chaim, he starts off based upon a medrash that since someone's not Shem Torah Mitzvahs, Lekel Tashlichon Yisrael, he goes tell him to the dogs, therefore there's no in the Kvura, therefore once a time there's no in the Kavod Abrius, therefore there's no in that we have to bury him, and therefore there's no halacha of Kavod Abrius in the Ger to the case of someone who's not Shem Torah Mitzvahs. He goes that way with Shlomach and Tshuva. Asal HaShenim, the Kinyan Torah Balacha, Letitz Liyaza, they disagree, they really seem to be arguing in the Sigya of Kvura, in Yerodea, not really our Sigya. Is it in Kvura, someone who's not Shem Torah Mitzvah, someone who's a Rasha? Kinyan Torah Balacha, Letitz Liyaza point out that we don't paskin that way. We paskin that anyone who's a Rasha, even if the force is a Rasha, the Maisa still, we annoyed the Inna of Kavod Abrius, and we do bury them, we do have a Mitzvah Kvura, and therefore these halachas do apply. Now, practically, Alok Lamais, they point out, it's not really much of an Afghmina Enzofar Shnombach. So, this whole Alok is Dafka, someone who is a Rasha, the Fahesia, is Lahachis, is a Mumma Lahachis, or Ukadoima, or is a Mesis. The Shnombach's case is a reformed rabbi, he says, he's a Mesis. Otherwise, Chutbi said, one time, the most people of his Manenu were not Shemitai Mitzvahs, Rev Klali Sol, we give them a Geddah of a Tinik Shnishba, Lacholapachis, Lachumro, based on the Chaznish and others. So, Batim, they are Yid. And they're better from our Shema Torah Mitzvahs, but they lack the knowledge of the Shemir, what to be shamed upon, like people do any of various B'shegig. Therefore, all Yisraelim be'ikiv is manenu, we anyway give them a get of Tinik Shanishpo, therefore Alokha Avadah, all these Alokhas apply, any time this happens to anybody, Avadah will know all these Alokhas, Simen Shanil Aleph, unless you know for sure he's a Mesis, or a Rosh Alahachas, then we shlod and Yafilun the Sukkot of Avelis to know the Din Kavur. If there's no Din Kavur, Echnami, there's no Din of Kavod Abrius, and therefore won't be knowing these coolers over here. And Sif Aleph starts off with the Indian of someone who is a mace in the Deleika. So the Loch again, we pass from the Judah Ben Lokish and it's clear from the Shonen of Paiskim, first Hakal Kal Tchilo. First thing that what you do is you do a kick of a Tinnik. You cannot do kick of a Tinnik, you do Tilt of the Matzad. You can do Tilt of the Matzad, then the Mechavah Paskins, they can do a Tilt of Gomer. Now the fact that you do a Tilt of Gomer, Be'etim is a Machlok is Pshat in the Sigur, what if Judah Ben Lokish is coming to make all over here? There's an interesting medrash, the Seichel Toiv, he says the Rav Yudah Malachah should only be Mekel in Tiltum and Atzad, and that's how the Rif and the Ben Yonah, the Rashba brings down the Ben Yonah holds that way. The Meister, Rav Yishonim, do not go the way. Tasteless, Pshan the Sugya, when he says, what do we say, Lukuli Amos, Tiltum and Atzad, Loishmei Tiltum, and say the case is no Kikar Tinik and there is no Mito. They point out, what do you mean no, there's no Mito? And therefore, Rav Yudah Malachah should hold, you have to do a Tiltum Gomer. So see, Tasteless, Sam, Pshan the Sugya, you have to do a Tiltum Gomer. That's called the Rambam, the Balamor. Really, we shouldn't go that way. That Tiltum Gomer is Mutter Mipnei Atleiko. Therefore, come with the Mechaber and all the places came after the Mechaber, passing that way. That first you do Kikar Tinik. If not that, then you do Tiltum Atzad. And then we pass Kilakula even by Tiltum Gomer. You want to take it from one Rishus to another Rishus. You want to take it from a one Rishus Yachad to another Rishus Yachad. No Eiv Chaseris. Or a case of a Kamlus Gedoyman, Maitha will be Mutter. Would be Mutter. Now, Das Rashi, Meister, the Rishonim quoting Rashi holds Tiltum Gomer Meister is Mutter. The Mefakir where exactly Rashi is, but Echshia, the Meister, we paskin that again, you'll have to do a Tiltum Gomer. Now, the Mechaber does say the Lashon of Dafka Ba'isir Rishos. Only Oisir Rishos. Shall what the Mechaber means? The three different options, the four options, really, the Mechaber. One, they want to say Echnami, one, they want to say Dafka Ba'isir Rishos. That's the Mogavram. However, the ikka the place can go either like Lavush, says the Toya Sefer, or they want to say, but Isa Rishus, come and say they didn't have Kikur Tinnik, if not, depends upon the Machlokes and Sif Beis, or they want to say that Echonami and Sif Beis, they're going to understand the Machabu is Chayzer, and he holds Echonami go from Rishus to Rishus. Therefore, all the places are very clear, they do not go like either Pashas Machabu or Rishus to Sefer, and they say this halacha, Teleiko, again, first of all, you can do Tiltul Gomer, like Rashi, the Ime, or the Ramam, and Forsh away, Voi, the Tiltul Gomer is also Rishus to Rishus, even from the case of a one Rishus, which is a Yochid, the case of a Carmelist. Now this case, that we're first saying doing a kikur tinnik, first, where do you put this kikur tinnik? Do you put it, take this piece of bread or the child and put it on top of the mace? Mace, the mace is in the bed. Is it enough to put it on the side of the bed? On the bed itself, but not on the mace. So first Magar Vom, is first word Zayah starts off, Ali Deim, Pir Shumnicho Etzlo, you put it on the side of it. Mishabua says very clearly, what do you do? You put it either on top or on the side. Kitshchonorach, the gaz, numerous places can go. Mice, what do you do? Either on top or on the side. It really depends. What is the yisoid over here by the heta kikur tinnik? Is the yisoid kikur tinnik is that the mace is toffle the kikur tinnik? Or the yisoid is that no, that the meter is being toffle, and what are you carrying over here? You're carrying the kikur tinnik and not the mace. What's being toffle to what? Is the mace being toffle? Or the meter, and therefore look at you, you're not carrying the mace is a tuffle, the meter is being tuffle, the kikur tinnik, and better be, look like you're carrying the kikur tinnik.
You can tell to buy a meter?
By kikur tinnik, we don't say.
Well,
no, it could also be, even there's no meter, they put a mamash on top.
Okay.
Avada. But do you have also a headache? You look at the fact that you put on the side.
It can't be buffed to the bed then, I'm saying.
No, it's being buffed to the bed, and therefore it looks like it's a case of being metatlis and hetter, and therefore the ikka is a hetter.
Then there's no meter involved, it's not being buffed to the bed.
Right, then being bottled, then it's being. Bittle to the kicker, but in this case, do you also have a head to putting it to the side? That's the question. Can you put it to the side or not? Is there is a chadish, you want to say what's your side over here? The side you want to tie now is when you have a mace, and when you have the kicker on top, why don't you shake off the kicker, shake off the tenek, why don't you shake it off? El Mai, you must be, you want it to be misyachas to tilt to the heter also. Because since it's on top of the mace mamish, therefore says the chodashani and mashman the way in the chadish, if it's on top, you'll have a heter, on the side, you won't have a heter. That is only on top. Mice again, clear from the Mishabu and the place coming off the way. Mogavram, Graz, Kitzel, that's saying they had to sign top, sign on the side. Either because the mace could be toffle or the meat could be toffle, but either one's enough. Even putting it on the side of the mice, that's Beseder. So again, Lalocha, again, that's the way the swarm being down, Urcho Shabbos, Geshe Achayim, Shemir Shabbos, they say this meter, this kick or tinnik could even be on the side, Lavdavka on top. Why they point out just how to do it practically. If you want to put the bread on top, they point out you should not put a mamash on top, because then you maybe have a bayah making the bread meals. No one's going to want to eat it afterwards. So either wrap it up and put it inside a bag, put it on top of a plate. Just practically, you should not make a bayah mitzvah meals and make it not way to achila. You should make it the way that is roi. What? The Prim Gadol says, okay, you should put it on the side, you should not be a bazaar putting it on top. Because it's a mile to put it on the side. That's no, that's not bazaar, that's how you metalkal it. It just says daft on top. It sounds like the Prim Gadol says forget the mile. The Pesukim says the mile from the side, not to mevaz the mace. The way the Mikra Chaim brings it down, he says the Anhoga is they put it inside underneath the blanket, wrapped up. No one has to see it. There's no one in the Marisayin. Why should anyone see it? It looks like a chuk v'tulo. People see it carrying a mace and there's a piece of bread on top of it, a matz on top of it. That's a joke. It's a chukko. Therefore, it says forget, put it underneath the blanket. No one has to see it. And Shalom Aleichem. They said no in the Marisayin. We don't see it in the Marisayin. That's why he says practically how people might do it. That's why they should move it. No, take it off whenever you want, maybe. Now, the mice again also point out this kicker, tinnik, the mice tinnik is really choshev, but this kicker should not be a smaller piece, should be something that's choshev. A whole world of a choshev, the whole you said that's beside. Shivish the boy, Siva should be something choshev. So again, should be something choshev, wrap it up, put it on top or on side, and again, the ikon and hogger seems to be on the side, but it's designed to the mace. Now, that's. Sifalov. Again, Sifalov, you have one case, Mitzad Leiko, and we have the second case, Mitzad Chamel. Come on, Sifbeis, and Migzan, and Inan, Mitzad, a mace that's Masriach. Really, the Sugyo on that Saligdal of Beis. The Gemara over there has a case that a mace that he wanted to carry from one Moshus to another Moshus. Nachman Bayitin says to a Kamlis, the mace that's Mutter. Discussed the Gemara, the mace taking a mace from one Moshus to another Moshus is a Machlik, is a Pshimin, and a Beudah. The Pshimin knows Mlocho, Shein, Zuchel, Gufa, is Potter, a Beudah is Chayiv. Back to the Gemara, going to Bishim, and the Gemara said, no, since it's the case of a Karmelist, Sayyid of Shimon and Sayyid of Yehuda holds you lack to take out from one Rishus to a case of a Kamalus. Since the case of Kamalus only Drabbanon, Kavod HaBrius is a case of will be doicha any lav of Drabbanon beside the end of Kavod HaBrius. That's the Gemara. Therefore, the Machabah brings down the base of this case that a Mason Masriach, or the most case is even Koidim Masriach, the case that's really is Maplikis Pshan the Sigyo. This Mace that's Mutal over there in this Mokoyim is going to the Kamalus. What is the Mace's case? Where Rashi brings it down, he has three options. It's Bezoin, Teleiko, or Chamo. Chamo Lamais is not a case of Masriach yet. The way the Rambam brings it down is only a Mace already was Masriach. So Machalik is showing what the Gemara's case is. Therefore, the Machaba went, Dafka already was Masriach. The way how the Ramon went, like Rashi, even not Masriach, is Kovel Masriach. Also, if it had to carrying it from one Rishus to another Rishus. And the Gemara says, what do you do? You take it from a Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis. Discuss the Rishonim. Do you put on a kikur tinnik also? We have one din over here, mitzad tiltul mukso. We have a second din, mitzad haitzo. Mitzad haitzo, the Gemara is saying it's mutter. Why mitzad kovet abriyas? Therefore, we take it out from one place to another. Mashenking the sugya of tiltul mukso, the Gemara does not discuss. What do you do mitzad tiltul mukso? You have to put a kikur tinnik on top of it. Come along, Rashi, and Rashi says you have to put on top of it a kikur tinnik. Why mitzad lamaitzo, it's all you have had to cover the abriyas. Mukso, you have a way Mashbiach, the Issa, take away part of the Issa, put a kikur tinnik on top of it. Atzad Hasheni, the Ramban says, very good, you Mashbiach, the end of Issa, of Muksa. When you put it on top, it ends up being you're taking the kikur from Rishus to Rishus, then you're being poigim with Itzo. So this kikur you're getting out from Muksa, the same kikur itself you have a bayah, you're making in a bayah mitzal Itzo. Therefore, Machlok is Rashi versus Ramban, when you take it out from Rishus Yochid, to Kamlis, should you do a kikur tinnik or not? Rabban the Ritva say no. Rashi says yeah. Mishmur brings down Eli Rabba that Roy Rishon to pass like Rashi and all the parts can pass like that. That the loch is you do a case of kikur tinnik. If you have no kikur tinnik, fine, then you do it without kikur tinnik. Otherwise, the place can say we go like Rashi, and if you give me matzah yourself from the Isser of Muksa, do a kikur tinnik, and then after tell you about your semichon in of Kavod HaBrius. Now that's mitzvah taking it to a case of a karmelis. What about taking it to a case of a shusirabim? So the Rambam brings down that he wants a taino, maybe with the case of a tinnik. But he wants a taino, what do? You take it to a shusirabim with a tinnik on top of it. Why? Mitzvah the inner of muksi, save the tinnik will save you. Mitzvah the inner of haitzah, the Maisi says, it's a case once the Gemara says the only reason why I need a karmelis is for a huda shita melacha shein zukul gufa ischayiv. Maisi, we pass kim ikim melacha shein zukul gufa ischayiv. Therefore, taking it to a Rishus Rabbim is also a case of Drabbanon. Once it's also a case of Drabbanon, therefore we should be makel even the case of a Rishus Rabbim, which has covered a Briyas Adoich, any case of Drabbanon. That's what Rabban starts off saying. He ends off the Maisa ben Chananel. Maisa says to be Machmer. Now the Gisla Fenino doesn't sound that way, but Maisa ben Chananel he brings down, sounds like to be Machmer in the case of Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, the place can go this way, the Bach El Rabba of Oid, they want to tell the Loch La Maisa that since the Ramban Maisa is not clear. You have two reasons be'etzim to be machmas, says the Mishnah Berurah. First of all, you want to be making mitzam lochosh and tzrichu gufei spater. Says first of all, lapasim passing like a b'yudo, lochosh a b'yudo. The Ramban holds like a b'yudo, lochosh and tzrichu gufei chayiv. Void, you want to tell the second reason to be machma, even though lochosh and tzrichu gufei spater, here the Maisa is the ikra deraiso. Here the mlocha itself is the raiso. You're making it a matzav drabbanon. Since we have two reasons over here to be machmer, one, the ikra is deraiso, and second, Maisa according to Behuda, the case is a deraiso, therefore we machmer mitzah kovel abriyas. Therefore, the Poskim points out the klal is that even though all over kovel abriyas is derech drabbanon, except the klal is not by kovel abriyas. That means all cases of kovel abriyas, whether it's by mace, or other cases, whether toilet paper, or kudaim, or any other case you want, the Poskim say you do not have a hetim mitzah melocho shein tzichu gufo. Just like over here, the Poskim aloch lamaisa they are machmer mitzad either v'choshe v'b'yudo or mitzad the Indian that is the ikri deraiso. All cases of covered up rias, you will not have the heter when it's a case of locho shein tzrichu gufo to be stemming upon that this is a dindur abonim. So again, lamaisa the Poskim machmer. Now this Indian of the Poskim machmer by case of abonim, come along the Mishnah Berurah and he's discussing, can you bring it to al yidei goy? What about through a goy? Can he bring it to a shusirabim? So bring down Machloikis, the Magarom versus the Ali Rabba. The Ali Rabba says by case, bring a goy to a Shusarabim, you can't. The Ali Rabba wants to be noted that you can't bring it to a Shusarabim. The Mishibua ends off on the Shayatzin in the Shusarabim Shalonu, the hours that we do not have 600,000 people, being mitzvah the Shitas. First of all, the Ban holds that the case is, even to a Shusarabim, you can't be Mekel. Void our shushra, maybe it's not a shushra, maybe it's kate of caramelist, therefore you can be mekel. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, by getting a guy to bring you to a shushra, he says it can be mekel. Come on, the Geshe Achaim and the Shemir Shabbos Kil Chatzoi, to make the same cheshbin when Yisrael wants to take it out. Again, we're saying when Yisrael wants to take it out, the machlokes on ban. That you can only, that the loch is you cannot get Yisrael take it to a shushra avim. Let's make the same tziruf. The ban held etim is mutter. Now shushra avim, maybe it's not a shushra avim. And even though the Mishnah Berurah only brought down by the case of a goy, but they want to say the cheshbin shaboy the Mishnah Berurah applies even by case of Yisrael. And therefore they paskin Yisrael also can take it out to a shushra avim. Why? Because first of all, maybe it's not a shushra avim, and even if it is, we have a maestro on ban. So comes out, even though the poskim are machmer for the loch of the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to ask Yisrael cannot take it out, they want to know that's only a real Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that those hold maybe it's case of a kamlus, even Yisrael can't take it out if you have no goy. Also comes out, what's the loch by goy taking it out? Also, machlok in the poskim, again, Mogavon versus El Rabba, Mishnah Berurah says that loch lamaitho, he says, you can be samech upon it by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Shalanu. Roy, the Geshe Chaim says even not that way. Even not our Shus Ram, even when there's more than 600,000, he says the Maisa Mishnah Berurah brings down El Rabba Mitzad L'Hokul. So then the Geshe Chaim paskins by Goy can even do a mamash case of a bring it to a Shus Rabbim. Now to be clear, why make it very practical, we're coming out over here that before we have Machloikis, can Yisrael bring it out to a Shus Rabbim? And can a Goy bring it out to a Shus Rabbim? Yisrael bring it out to a Shus Rabbim, the one only Mitzarev, Besvek Svek and Mekom Locho Shein Zugel Gufoy, Void Shus Rabbim Shalonu. That's why Yisrael. But Goyal comes out, the Mishnah Berurah brings down Machloikis Mogavon versus Eli Rabba. Now what is this Machloikis Mogavon versus Eli Rabba? Is it a din Machloikis Dafka to Shus Rabbim? Or is it Machloikis Klolius, can we tell a Goy to go to a Malacha Deraiso? Klolius. It sounds like from the Koyos looking at Eli Rabba, it sounds like the Machloikis Klolius. Can we tell a Goy to do a Malacha Deraiso for Yisrael at Kavod Abrius? The Mogavon sounds like not, the Eli Rabba sounds like yeah, and the Geshe Chaim is passing like the Eli Rabba. What's an Afkamino? So, very simple, we're discussing getting a guy to go drive a car. Cars, Kolodes Adin Deraiso. Combustible engine, let's fire Ish Bechomach Vaseichem. Can you go, tell him go do Adin Deraiso, take him one Rushus to another Rushus. Take him from place to place. Brought down, the Yashiv and Asher Ish says, no problem, Mitzav Adin Deraiso, even by a guy. Why? Because of Maisa, he's understanding the side of here that the Machloikis Magavon Vesel El Rabba is Machloikis Kololius. And therefore, once the El Rabba is in the Lahok and the Geshe Chaim passes that way, all the rest is on motor. Chodashoni is discussing, let's say in a room, in Rishus, it's boiling hot, it's 100 degrees, there's no air conditioner. Can you ask a guy to put on the air conditioner? So the Chodashoni, you're dealing with the Raisa, a guy put on, you can't. Why Mogar Avram? Because he went, Machloki the Klolius, but he passed in the Ikh is the Mogar Avram, the Ikh is like the Mogar Avram. Which you, we can maybe misstar the Shita, that putting an air conditioner might be only in the Abbanon. Because only it's out. No, the moiler, the mice is not. But the chadnish, the mice of chodeshoni, he had to go to the chadnish. That's the vada deraiso. And then we told the goy, you cannot put it on. Sounds like machlokes are clolius over here. This halach of isn't going to do a din deraiso, or we can make it or not. B'liashiv says, yeah. Betim and chod to Geshe Chaim that way. He says that way the same thing. After Hashem and chodeshoni says, no. Machlokes are clolius. Bring it to Shus Rabbim. It's a malachosh ein tzrich l'gufoy. It's not, they're saying even if it was now a malachosh ein tzrich l'gufoy, even now that's time taking it out of Shus Rabbim, it's time to be samech upon the guy. No, even now it's time, they want to even come to be here to take out to a guy. And the malachosh cover the bias. Because the guy is due upon him, that's due upon him. Just like cover the bias, dech due upon him, Amil Akim is also due upon him. Dech, yeah. Maybe it covered by a Steichel Miel Akum in a Deraiso. Can you ask a guy to rip toilet paper for you as covered by a Steichel Miel Akum? It'll smell up the place. Amazing, it'll be Masriya because it's very hot. That's Matthias. No, it's not me. No, we're not covered by a Steichel Miel Akum. We're talking about a mace. The case of Chodeshani is asking a guy for the air conditioner for the mace. It shouldn't be Masriya. That's his case. Mace, not me and you. No, the Pasha Nafkamina, can you ask a guy to get toilet paper for you on Shabbos? Maisa, it's the Raisa. They had to cover the B.S. or not. So the Arlatian says, well, Maisa, you can't. You know what? Because the Ikku is the Raisa. We have no head to. Let's take back the Arlatian. He's discussing another case over there. But Maisa, can you ask him to cover the B.S.? Can you ask a guy to go Malacha the Raisa for you? it'll be the same shayla over here. What's the difference? What's the taking to the rabbim? We've been told by a few. And the mice numerous forms say what do in the case of Beis Akita the Michael. He'll want to make a Beis Akita, because it's the same sugi over here. And it could be that Misamech on the Eli Rabbah. Ripping toilet paper is either mechatech, matzak and mono, or kareya. All three derises, you got three derises over there. Come on, the pleishkim, they say you should do a peshinoi. Meis, they say, can you go iskigoy? They say the meis, can you iskigoy? You bicker the pleishkim, want to say. But those are chaylik. But the ikon, they want to say, can you iskigoy? Go rip toilet paper. Meis, why? It's going to do in case derise for you. El, my cover the priest. Called beis dechem, your lakum, it sounds like. Take another case in the gate to cover the mace. The first one is iskakashu. We're coming out over here, the Ramachloikis over here, the Ramban versus Rashi, what to do over here, do you take out the Kamlis? Do you do with the Kikur Tinnik, don't do with the Kikur Tinnik? The Ramban says, Lamaiso, you should not, Rashi says you can. Let's Iska Pasha Kasha. According to the Mogar Rom, that says, once you have Muxa in your hand, you can put it wherever you want. Any Muxa, Muxa Machmas Kufoy, Sarin Kis, anything you want. So let's do a simple Asa, get everyone happy, pick up the mace with the Kikur Tinnik on top of it. It's Piyodai. Take over the Kikur Tinnik and take it now to Shus Hayok, to a Kamlis. Why? You're not doing a Tzor Mitzah the Kikur Tinnik. You pick it up by Heter. It's Piyodai. Put it wherever you want. So, correct that point. Why don't you pick it up, put it wherever you want? Maybe who says you can? Come along with Shlomo Kluger. There's a Chaim Rizan. The Loch is, once you have a Mace Piyodai, the Kikur came off, he said, put it wherever you want. Come along with Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes says, Echanami, that's Pshan Rashi. Rashi holds, kick your tinnik, what's he saying? Either myself, you're making, you're being poigim mitzad ay tzal shubay. Rashi holds, pick it up, kick your tinnik. When you get to, it's just when you want the other, take it off and take it to the kamlet. That's Rashi. I think the Sfasemis, why does Rabban argue? Rabban holds, not like this, not like the Morgan Avram. He holds, what's most of the Machlokes Guru Rebbe Yodai? He says, you have to put it down right now. What's the Machlokes? Rashi versus Rabban is Machlokes. Do you hold like the Morgan Avram or not? The Rashba, the Ritva, they really is Kasha, and better than the Kasha upon himself, because the Rashba, the Ram, the Smag, they all hold, not to put a Kikur Tinnik on top of it. But Maisa, why not? Put it on, and then take it off. So they better is Kasha, put a Kikur Tinnik, bring it to the Kamlis, when you get to the Kamlis, take it off and take it out. So the Rashba and the Ritva both answer the same tarot, they say it's a Chukha, it's a joke. You can't get on Kedeva Hetimitah Kikur Tinnik. Now you get to the Kamlis, you can take it off and give it on top of the Kikur Tinnik. It looks like a joke going on. You can only metaltle it with it on, and then you can only metaltle when it's off. There's a joke going on over here. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Rashi ends off, Avadi, Rashi is right, mm-hmm. And the Maisi, you need a Kikur Tinnik the whole time. And the Ritva ends off, Avadi, Ramban's right, and therefore you should never do Kikur Tinnik. They give the same territory, they end off in two different ways. Who's right, Rashi or the Ramban? The Maisi, the Shaila is, you have a right over here to the Mogar Avram. The Issa's Kasha, let's pick it up better. Once the other, put it wherever you want. Who the way have the Issa Kasha, the Rashi and the Ritva, right against the Mogar Avram, because they is the kasha like this. The words are, let's pick it up, bring it towards the Kamlis, and what's right by the Kamlis, or right by the Shuliyachit, take it off and then take it out. The words are, let's do as much as you can to save yourself from the Isser, and then take it off. According to the Mogar Avram, just pick it up, then take it off. Why are they saying the words, bring it as much as you can towards the Kamlis? Sounds like they're holding side the Rashba, side the Ritva, everyone's holding not like the Mogar Avram, and once we utter, you do not have the Heter. Only they're saying, let's save yourself as much as you can, and the end off, you can't, as chuchu v'tlulo. What? Do as much as you can.
Well,
because
they have to take it off.
Because mice are being poking beside their cluster, boy. Do as much as you can. They don't. Fine, but they don't. But the words are, where they're. That's that sounds like to me the kasha. You can argue the point, Maskim. The shav, you have a right here. They're discussing it. You either have a right to Mogar Avram, or you have a kasha. You have to read the kasha slowly. Now you tell me, what is the right to Mogar Avram or kasha to Mogar Avram? But it's right to everybody, or good to everyone. Read the inside, see if it's a right or kasha. Now, because if elephants are bays, there are two times with Vena Geloch Lamaisa practically. First of all, the Matthias is. The Chaver told me when they came to Yeshiva that first of all, if someone dies on Shabbos, the facts are that from the sugi we see that they get very rich very quickly, and they stop being masriach. If you do not know the facts, you're going to end up smelling up the house and making very bad for the mace. So first, the mitzias washba, you should know the facts are that mace needs cold avir. And I saw the floors are very good. There are tiles. America got found without a carpet. Maybe you have to move from room to room. The facts are, first of all, it does happen. People do die. It does happen on Shabbos. The mice happen to Hanof, mice that happen for a night, they wait till the, and then the next morning it's stunk off the place, it's terrible, it's in the bed. The Matisse says you have to know, first of all, you have to move, it does happen. That's one time which is not to negate, but you have to know the facts are, you should move a mace from the bed, it's not healthy for the mace, not healthy for anyone in the whole building. The mice, you have to move it to the floor. That's number one. Number two, when it does happen, also very frequently, in America, and specifically more in Eretz Yisrael, is when someone dies, what this country seems to want to do is an autopsy. It's big arguments between the Haredim versus the other avenues of society in this country. What to do with a mace when it passes away? So in America, they only want to try an autopsy without foul play. But in their soul, they seem to always want to do an autopsy. So I know as Isaac wants a mishpacha, a kanim, they couldn't go to take care of the mace. So I went there, sent to the hospital to be there all day. And the mice, they try to take away the mace. You stand there and stop them, not let them, and get involved, and yell and scream at them. That's what they do naturally. They take away, try an autopsy. But once they try to go do that, the mice is, what get is this? It's nichol halachas of alf the beis, and when it happens on Shabbos, people die once in 7 days. Happens, people die all the time in every single hospital. Do you have all these apparent? Come on, the Pesachim and say it's mamish the case and sit based on masviyach or kol dava bezayin. So the Pesachim lav dafka is it any bezayin? It's a kol shkein, the bezayin of nituach and the bezayin of the autopsy is even worse than any bezayin of a case of a svina or a case of a masviyach. It's even worse than that. Having a body being cut up and chopped apart is even kol shkein even worse. Now all these halachas apply in the case of a chash of an autopsy or a chash of nituach, and therefore you have all these atarim. Therefore, what does it mean? I'm not sure if it's the lake, but certainly has a case of bezayin. Fine, which anyway you should give a get of to like anyway. Maisa, they have come along the Pesachim, and they say, therefore, what to do the Maisa when it comes down Shabbos? The Maisa, you'll have a heter of kikur tinnik. You can't do a kikur tinnik. You can even metalto maybe it's wing clothing. You can pick it up by your dayim. You can come along the Pesachim and discuss, what about getting a goy to go do it for you? So if Shlomach says in Shuvah, when he has discussed it, he says, even go get a goy to go drive in a car for you. Sounds like he says, no problem. Why, he's doing a Rabbanan's cover of beers. He says, even bigger cover of beers, says, no problem. It sounds like he's going, the heter of a goy is by all cases, even by case of driver. He says, go get a goy to drive for you. Agav, in the Shuvah, what happened last week, he discusses that should being involved in Yonim, I'll cover the mace, so the person being involved in Torah for the end of an autopsy. So it was Paskin the Yeshiva that everyone should go out there and get involved with Chashash Nituach. Someone ran to the Brisk Rav and asked him, should they move out Torah for it? So the Brisk Rav says, if a covenant mace were mat to Biddle Torah, we have to go to Levaya, Koshkin Bezoina mace. That's why when they had this inyonim by the basic forest, and Shlomo himself went last week, whatever happened to him, Maisa, how can you do that? What happened to Biddle Torah? Maisa, Biskurah Paskin, that's a halacha, a covenant beast in Vav Torah, solely as Bezoina Hamase, except when the Shiva puts up signs and says, we don't go to these Havkonas, we don't get involved. The Vada will listen to what Shiva says, that's not Torah. But Chutzmizah, Vada is a Maramokin to go to these places, there is an Indian, it's not a covenant beast with Deichel, certainly Bezoina with Deichel. The Chalkis Yaakov Maisa discusses, can Yisrael himself make a phone call to get involved with the Indian of an autopsy, and he wants a tiny since. Making a phone call to the Rabbanon, he wants to also, just like we have a heter, kikur tinnik, he also can even make a phone call. The Shemir Shabbos brings down in Zma'ur Lemaisa, he says, he's not sure why Lemaisa is not nichol. When you pick up the phone, the light goes on. You have Vayam Deraisim inside the light, which is a little bit manenu, you can get involved with our lights or LED, of course, not Vayam Deraisa, or it could be some Locho Shein Tzuchel Gufoi. But actually, Lemaisa comes out, Locho, what to do. Since all these halachas, all the rabbanim will be negated to a goy that he can do, all the raisins, even the raisins, the person will say a goy can do, and Yisrael also, all the rabbanim, covered up the maestro he can do, tzadok chashash of an autopsy. Now the person can do this because, let's say you have a choice, Yisrael, to go do it, either kikur tinnik or goy to carry without a kikur tinnik. The halacha is, we see the phase, we are moving down, and the goy can do without a kikur tinnik, which one is better? So really, the shaila be'etzem al pi chesmi your tiny goy is better for the shvush to shvush. Are you still and ma'aseh still the only venis to rabbanon? The ma'aseh of the kavachayim example, the sefer chayim is still better for Yisrael to go do it. It's a bezayin to the mace that a goy takes care of him and not Yisrael. The other kavachayim and the mukir arachayim, the shvur shabbos brings down. It's better for Yisrael to be oisik at a kikur tinnik than a goy. Now. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't sound the way, the Aruch HaShabbos by Tzorachin, if that's so or not. But my son, the Shtak is for the Al Bezoin and Mace, Yisrael should take care of another guy. Sifayis, the Mechaber, brings down, the Mamor brings down, the Locho about a Koyin. What's a Locho? Can you metalkal it? Are they kick your tinnik or not? So the Mayril says you can. The Mogabam, the Dam, the Chenoigim. Maisa, the Ramah says you can't. And the Ikka the Poikim say you should be machmal like the Ramah, that you cannot do Ayde Kigur Tinik. However, you can do it Ayde Goy. Ayde Goy you can. However, they say, let's say you cannot get a Goy. Well, Vos has a tshuva that was a Mnei Brak Maisa, they cannot find a Goy to move the mace. It was a case next to an old age home, and Maisa the Kahanim inside. So they said, Echonamik, Besemich, Besarakodal upon the Samaril, and move it out Ayde Goy. And Ayde Yisrael, even though and with a kicker tinnik and we stand off against Ramah, welcome to our Godel. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber is Mamshech, is in the, what is Nichol Get of kicker tinnik? The words are bread and a child. Kamel, the Mechaber says, Yesh Misha Omer, Lav Dafgur, this, Hudin, Shulavish, any clothing, is Choshev like kicker tinnik. Anything you wing is Nichol Get of kicker tinnik. Is my mokum, is better than Ramban, push away, the Shizu Ran and Asugyo, and the Mishabuah Bialoch is very interesting. He writes over here, after Mechaba caused Yesh Mish Oimer, the Mechaba says, Velosh Yesh Mish Oimer. However, Kidur writes at times that he says that even though no one argues, he says the Klal is Yesh Mish Oimer, but no one argues. Mash Engel, he says in Sif Dal, says Yesh Mish Oimer, and he says that those who do argue. He says Yesh Mish Oimer in the Mishabuah, Lav Dafk, anyone argues. Now the cloud of the Pesach can say is true. The Pim Godim, Chayodim, others in this time say, Yesh Misha Oimer the Mechab does not mean anyone argues. If no one argues, this the Baya is, over here the Ari Rishonim will argue, the Ar Pesach will argue. Either there is a Tosfos read on our Sugya, who writes clearly, it's Dafka Kikur Tinik, it says not clothing anything else. Why? Because those things are to be buried, can be buried with the mace, and therefore it's not Nikur, therefore Dafka Kikur Tinik. That's the Tosfos read, and the Rivan says it, and there are those who are chosh that way, Shlom Kukur and others are chosh that way. Loid, if you look in the Darke Moshe, it does sound like also that he's quoting the Goyis Mordechai that's answering. The Goyis Mordechai says that since we hold, even though we pass ain't clean until El Tzarek Tov in it, we don't pass like that, but Mitzdav in it, that we're touching the mace, we should be Choshes and take Dafka Kikur Tinuk. Now it sounds like that this Darke Moshe has come to argue on this Mechab over here. That means the Goyis Mordechai that Dr. Moshe brings down is coming to argue. So how in the world can the Bialocha say that over here no one's arguing over here? Nobody? Rabbi Shen will clearly argue. So you could tell the Taisha read, Maisa Peske read he didn't see, the Ribon he didn't see. But Maisa, I can tell me the Mishibu did not see the Dr. Moshe. For sure Dr. Moshe. So Ken Zayin, the way he understood the Dr. Moshe is only coming to argue in Sif Dalad and not Sif Gimel, because the case over here, the words of Machaber is the case of a Lavosh, a Beged. A Beged. There's a shadow in Lunda Sugya of Klishim Malach Leheter that the halacha is any Klishim Malach Leheter, the Tosar Klal is Osir. Mash Enkein, Oichlin, and Kesve Kodesh Lamaisa's Mutter. We discussed then what is Lavosh. Is Lavosh Nichol in the Geder of Oichlin, or is Lavosh Nichol in the Geder of Klishim Malach Leheter? If you had said Nichol in the Geder of Oichlin, so it's not Nichol in the Klal, Kun Numus Poiskim, Enkli, Nitol, Asakdova, Nitol, there's no Demukso, if it's Dafka Lavosh. That's one way maybe you can answer the Mishnah Berurah. No, even in that wing. Any lavosh. Sorry?
The Mechaber is the one that he means that he's going on lavosh
that wing? No, that wing. They get the Sifdal. No, even that wing. That's Sifdal. Even that wing. If Simli's not wearing it, that's the next Sif. Could be that's why he did not understand that Kamosha that way, because that Kamosha, when the arguing is, maybe that arguing in a case is with Kalim, not simply the Mechaber when it says the case of Lavosh. Ken Zayin, there are other ways of answering it. Now, again, that's Sif Gimel. Now, on Sif Gimel, says the case of Lavosh, come on the Mishnevua, Mishnevua says, Lav Dafke Lavosh, he says, who did any Kli Shemach to Lehetu? Any Kli, he was most of that. Mechaber says Lavosh, Mishnevua writes twice in Sifkon Aleph, and then again in Sifkotin. But as well, he writes twice, La Daf Kavosh, any Kli Shemach Leheter. Now, first of all, come along the Paiskim and say, can you take a Kli Shemach Leheter and put it on top of a mace to move the mace on Shabbos? What about taking a hammer to move a mace? So, come along the Prima Godim and the Levush and Strat, they say, clearly cannot take a hammer. Can't take a hammer. Now, you would say, why can't take a hammer? You make a Parsha Chashmi. Take the hammer and put it on top of the mace. The mace is bottled to the hammer, and now you can only move the mace. Sarkufa Mekaimai. And you're not doing that, you're doing it with the mace. You say balabatris, a hammer gained nothing out of it. Posh, balabatris. Because now the mace is like the hammer. And you have a head to tarkum mekoyme, not mecham letzel. So why moving the mace? Mecham letzel. That's mamish, the taich words. Elamai, there's no head to be tied klish mach leser. However, the bayav, you just read the Prima Gondom's words, and Levush Asrad, the words are not that way. The words are bothering them, they say, you cannot bring the hammer. You know why you can bring the hammer? Because not tarkufay. The bayav, you can bring the hammer over. Because who's using the hammer? I am using the hammer. I'm using it to put on the mace. That's not tzarach gufoy. That's the way how they say the bayak kli shemlach l'eser is. Take a step further. Kli shemlach l'hetu. We can take what? We can take any kli hetu. We can take a plate and put it on top of a mace and move it. Lav dafka. You need kikar tinnik. Even a plate beseder. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says and the Magen Avraham. Now where they're getting this from? Says the Magen Avraham. I'll tell you, it's before Shigemara. The Gemara Perek Anoitel. It says over there that Rava says, I want to do kikar tinnik. What did Rava do? He took a knife, a stock, and he put it on top of a bayoino. A knife on top of a bayoino. See that bayoino? What I do, I took a spoon and put it on top of a kipi. So I see, I was able to love that kikar tinnik. I see even the knife and the spoon. That's the Magen Avraham Israel. Fine. That's Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah. Back to the Prima Gaudim and Numas Paiskim. The Mice says, Kli Shemach Lehetter. Shloile Tzar Klal. The Mice says also, this is Shloile Tzar Klal. You're taking something, putting it on top of a mace. Why are you doing it? Because you want to bury it Moshe Shabbos. That's Shloile Tzar Klal. Who's moving it for any? You're doing it for, you want to use the knife. You're not using the knife. You want to use the plate? Not to Tzar Mekayim of the plate. Not to the goof of the plate. Not Mechametzel of the plate. Not doing it mitzad the plate. Nice. Doing it mitzad, putting on the mace. What? Fine. That's the Prima Gaudim says Kasha. It's back to Prima Gaudim. Masham, Mashal Mekugur, and others, all this is Kasha. Shlo the Tzarek Klal. Even Kli Shemach Lehetter, you have to have a Tzarek. So, the Chaim Noh, he asks his Kasha, and says, the Chiddush, he wants Tain Echanami. Must be that you want the plate over there also. Otherwise, no Hetter. He agrees to the Kasha and says, you know I can put the plate in the mace? Okay, I want to put the plate over there. So fine, I put on the mace, I brought the plate over, and they used it to, I want to use the plate later. The Shlom Kluger was brought down to Masham. How then they want to answer? That we're saying the side over here is what? That a Kli Shemach L'Isser. Kli Shemach L'Hetter B'Loi Tzarek Klal is also, but Eichlin is a Maisa Mutter. Kikin Tinnik is Mutter. Why? Because Eichlin even Shloi Tzarek is Mutter. Bread is Mutter. Tinnik is Mutter. When we learned Halacha in Simen Shem Chesef Dalet, came along the Mishnah Berurah Numas Poskim, they want to tie no any Kli that's a Dirim B'Tashmish is also Shloi Tzarek Klal is Mutter. You'll have move forks and plates and knives on the table Shloi Tzarek Klal. It says Shlomo Kluger, it says of Nate Zion more than 100 years ago, same Shan the Magar Ram. You know why? In most cases, a knife. In most cases, a spoon. These cases are cases that are Tadir and Batashmish. Therefore, you have a Heter Shlomo the Tzarek Klal. Otherwise, Echnami, any Kli, as a Kli Shomalach to the Heter, a key, that would have put on top of a mace, you won't have that Heter. No way, because Shlomo the Tzarek Klal. Echnami will be also. What? The hell had a klisudo? Otherwise, they want to ask it. They're taking it so far, they're saying they agreed to this yisoid. The Mashama, he also wants to point out, says, where is my mokum that any kli had to? My mokum is Ramban. You want to say maybe the Ramban argues the Rajbo, who was kli shumlachto, the had to shlohi tzarklal, might be mutter, which is rather by Yah, the Ramban rather agrees to the Rajbo. You want to say that's mamash pshan Ramban. But come now, from all these places, we see that they agree to one yisoid, they're saying taking a key and putting it on top of a mace is nichol together of shlohi tzarklal.
Which was
closed. What? Closed. No, we'll get to it. The closed mice isn't to the Matashman. But it does come out, first of all, they do point out, well, I'm going to point out, this is against the Archa Shulchan. The Archa Shulchan says, what's your side? Shulchan Tzarek Klal. Stop me spacing out, you're playing with it. You have any dust to move anything, that's Nichol against Tzarek. Here, dust to move it, and Nichol and Shulchan Tzarek Klal. That's Aleph. V'oid, we see an awesome Chiddush over here. They're understanding the side over here is the mice. Shulchan Tzarek Klal. What do you mean? I'm doing with Tzarek. I want to move the mace. And they're saying it's Shlomo Tzarek Klal. Why? It's not Tzarek Kufa, not Mekoyim, not Mecham Letzel. That's Shlomo Tzarek Klal. That's an awesome Chiddush. Maisa, I do point out, the words of the Mishnah Berurah is any Kli Heter, any Kli Heter. Lav Dafka Dinei Matashmish. Lav Dafka Dinei Not Dinei Matashmish. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like anything. I and Maisa, you have the Prima Gaudim's Kasha, Shlomo Tzarek Klal, the Maisa should be Aser. So the Mintras Asher says, Echanami must be, he understands the Mishnah Berurah, that moving it and putting it on top of a mace is Nichol Get of Tzarek. It is Nichol Get of Tzarek. It's a chiddush to say it's not nichol get of tzarech at all. It is nichol get of tzarech. What's a tzarech? I want to move the mace. The fact that I want to move the mace, nichol get of tzarech. Now this Indian of putting a kikur tinnik on top of a mace, we see over here that moving it to a kamelis, we have machlokes Rashi and Ramban. Moving it to a shus harabim, the mechaber says brings down from the Ramban, which will be halacha brings down. Maybe the Ramban holds of it or not. They can put upon it a tinnik, put a kin on top of it. Now, for just push up shot, what do you mean you put a kin on top of it? Usually, when you want to move it from mecham letzel, how old does the kid have to be? The kid could be 1 day old. Why? The mace itself is of the kid, no problem. When you're moving the mace to a shus rabim, how old does the kid have to be? How does the kid work? Machlokes has b'shmog avrom. The Taz understands the side over here is that the kid is a mim bimina with the mace. And since a mim bimina with the mace, therefore the kid is bottled to the mace, mitzad haitzah, and mitzad the inin of muksa, the mace is toppled to the kid. And therefore you take it out, and therefore how is the child, even one day old? That's how the Taz understands. Magavam understands not the word. Magavam says no, the abaya mitzad the kid. Elmai must be mitzad chai noisit atmoi. And how must the kid be? He must be 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Must be nichol the kid of chai noisit atmoi. And therefore he says, the yisoid over here is a mace is toppled to the kid. Mitzad itzor chai noisit atmoi, mitzad itzor to mukso. Therefore the mace is going to be the toppled to the kid. So somehow exactly the work, the tinnik, when it takes Rishon's Rabbim, Machol Giz Taz versus Magavam, the Shavuah brings it down, points out, the Be'iki goes like the Magavam, that the kid has to be of the age that Nichol together of Chai Noises Atzmoy. Now in Sif Dal, after Mechaba says Sif Gimel, the Locha is that any Lavush on top of it is going to be Motor. He's Mamshech and says, Lav Dafka in Lavush on top. Even any Lavush that he's wearing itself with Nichol together of Kikar Tinnik, as long as he's not Orem, as long as he's not, he has some clothing on. Now this halacha, there's a Mordechai, it's brought down, the Arnu is Pesach, can go that way, the Gra on the Sukkah says that way, the Chara'odim passes that way, the Gra's passing that way, the Gesher Chaim, and the Shemir Shabbos says, B'shat Tchak, be simch upon that, halacha l'maiso. Again, the negates an autopsy, the Shemir Shabbos says, if you cannot put a kicker to Nick, you can only grab him and take him out, it's no problem, he's wearing clothing, he's not going to be buried with it. Maestro, those who argue, the Shlo HaKadosh Maestro argues, the Mishigu and the Be'alacha is very clear. He argues, the Chodeshani, then the Archa Shabbos, Shama Yenis, and they want to argue and go like the Mishigu. Maestro, my colleagues are Paiskim, Gdola Paiskim, my colleagues are Paiskim, Bidmanenu, can we Semich on this Mechaber or not? Those who say you can, those who say you can't, Shazit Chak, Shmir Shabbos wants to be Mekel. And the main question that Achronim ask is, what do you do with David HaMelech? The case of David HaMelech was, he was learning, Gemara Daf Lama Mabez, and he knew the Machavov was going to come and they're going to kill him, so he was learning the whole time. So what happened? He made a big rash outside, he went up the ladder, he was still learning, he made the shlav, the rung break, therefore he got the bohol, and therefore he died. Stopped learning and he died. Maisa, he was wearing clothing, he was learning Torah, he was wearing clothing. The Maisa fell, come along, Shlomo, his son, asked him, how did Maisa move over Melch Mecham Latzel? Says the Beis Din back to him, why kicker tinnik? Kicker tinnik, what do you mean? He's wearing clothing. Zayifek the Magavam, Zayifek the Taz, and that's why the Shlo Lamaisa argues. He said the Shlo says that's why you argue on this Mechaber's halacha. How do you answer? So one way the Taz the Magavam wants to answer the halacha is even though usually by clothing you take off the mace and do not bury him with the clothing, however the halacha is by a mace with soif and al malachim. The Maisa, since out to cover the mace, we do bury them with the clothing, and we do not take the clothing off them out to cover for the Melech. Therefore, for this Indian, since his bag specifically, he would be buried with it, and therefore you won't have a head to mitzvah kikur tinnik.
If you take it off, you'll be safe.
No, it's bottle. If you take it off.
So it's not by nose.
No, fine, it's also by nose.
Fine, economy.
You can take it off. Mask, it's just toppled to the mace. Mask, toppled to the mace.
Step by step.
So first one, Kash, they point out, this whole thing of Sofa Malach can have it off his clothing, is Dafka Hedyet. No other Melach can have it. So it's the fact of Tosfos Shabbos on the page, L'maisa, Shlomo can wear it. True, no one else can wear it, Sofa Malach, but Shlomo himself can wear it. And Shlomo is asking a Kasha, Kikur Tinnik, how do I move my father? He himself can wear the clothing, let him himself wear it. That's his Kasha. So come on Tosfos Shabbos, he wants to answer. L'maisa, Zalocha and Hilchos Avelos, let's say a person falls off a roof and he dies, the locha has to be buried with his clothing. Why is he buried with his clothing? Because maybe when he died, dam came out of him, fell off the roof, and therefore it was belay inside the clothing, it reveres dam, and therefore he has to be buried with the clothing. That's our locha. What happened to David? He fell off the ladder, and therefore he died. Therefore the locha is he has to be buried with his clothing. That's the Tosfos Shabbos of Kasha. Come on, Master Shekel and says, no, you don't know, do not know how to read a Gemara on Shabbos of Lama Veiz. How did David Melech Maisa die? How did he die? If just the rung broke and therefore he's Bahala and he stopped looking for that second, the Machmovitz chapped him, or the rung broke and therefore he fell down and he died and started to bang. No, and then the Machmovitz, but what happened? What killed him? Says the Machmovitz Shekel, what killed him? Not because he fell. He stopped, because Bahala, he stopped learning. Then the Machmovitz chapped him and got him. Fine, he's the Mamash in the bottom, and he tipped over. But not that he died inside the bang, he died inside the Machmovitz. Tell Machamovitz. Could be, but you have no right from the Gemara. Once they pshat the Gemara, it's some that Mitzach Bahola he died, and that was it. That's what you want to say, Tosfos Shabbos is incorrect. You can't say that, Tosfos. The another Teres Ksam Sofer on the page wants to answer. He wants to say the Stam Akash, the whole Indian Muksa was only from the was Mount Rav Nechemia ben Akno. The Meister Dovah Melach, we see where the end of Muksa Kikar Tinek. He wants to say no, the whole shell is over there. We're taking out from Rishus to Rishus, the Kamlis. And once we go a bit like Rashi, and if you want to put a Kikar Tinek mitzad taking out from Rishus to Rishus, that was his idea. He wants to tell you no. Machzor Shekel wants to give a Teres. The Meister Shlomo Melach knew he did not fit the same size as his Dovah, as his father, the same clothing. They fit the same size. He had to change the clothing. He was able to wear it. He had to misakin it. He can't do tikkun on Shabbos. Fine. V'oid v'oidim was too small to answer this kasha. Biki the Mishbuah ends up. He had to be machmor. Those who are mekel. And the Shas Chak Shmir Shabbos says he can't be mekel. Oh, that's the Bayan on the Machzor Shekel. It's a Shiver Keli. You do not be worried that Shabbos. That's a kasha. You have to answer. They do with other kashas. The Masham will discuss the Maaseh of the Sefer Torah with him also. You have to answer the kashas of the Sefer Torah. They do with also Kiveg on the page as a kashas inside the Mito itself should be just like the Beged is the Maaseh toffle to the is not toffle to the Maaseh. You can do Kikar Tinek inside the Beged. What about the Mito? The Mito also should be a case of Kikar Tinek. Why the Metafel inside the Mito? The Ifn once the Machaber says the Beged is wearing is not toffle, effective Kivege and Betzim Mishabur being done also, the Mita also should be a, it should also be titled it, the Mita Shabbai.
It's not
toffle
to the Mita, fine, Mita
is high. So therefore you should be titled inside the Mita Shabbai. Therefore, just like you should be.
No, but he's not. You're not. You don't see what you're saying. The mace is bottled to the.
He also mace should be bottled to them to the. Forget to the mito. That's Mishabu is right. Mice, I do want to answer the difference between a lavush and between the mito. Moshe says even sarachin on the kasha. Moshe Dibra says that by lavush it's the mace. It's not totally you can't take it off. The mito is coming to mishamish the mace. Coming to mishamish the mace. But the mace, the mito is tough to the mace. The Beged of Maisa would not come right now to Meshamash, just happened to be there. They even wanted another case of Tawful. Maisa, Zifhei, brings out the locha of Kikar Tinek for other cases also. By other cases, for example, we know Kikar Tinek, we pass can only help by Mace. Mashenke, Muxamach, Muskuvay did not help. What about a case of Klisho Malakta Le'Isser? Does it help or not? The Ma'amok in the Sugya, the Gemara in Kuvchov Gimel Manalov, the Gemara discussing in case you have Kedera pot, which is Kalishim Lach Lisser, you have Shum inside, you have garlic inside. Can we talk to the not? Come along the Rosh and says, just like Kikar Tinek helps by mace, also helps by Kalishim Lach Lisser, that's why Shum helps when it's inside the pot. That's the Rosh and Tshuva says, and therefore the Mechaber brings it down, the Losh Yesh, Misha Omer, and Simish Nechez, Sefei, and the Oppos Gimel Maisa passed in that way. Tzad Hasheni, Kiveg, and all this passing away. Tzad Hasheni, those who taino, ma'aseh machlokes rishonim, the Rashi wants to answer, what's the side of shum? Only shum helps in the pot, why? Because it's miyuchot for the pot. That means it's miyuchot, therefore it's tofel to the heter. Therefore it comes out, when you have a kli shum lach le'isu, and you want to have heter inside, even agreed if it's miyuchot, a vada is going to be tofel to the heter. That's bullshit. That means if you have any pot which has shum, it's miyuchot to the pot, bimutu. When it's not miyuchot, that's machlokes rosh versus Rashi. That means you have a pot that was not made to have a certain food inside, you have a pot. You know, you can put inside a rugalach inside, or cake inside, it doesn't belong there, just a metal to the pot. That's all, that according to the Rash will be also. According to the Rash, the Maisa will be mutter. The Locho, Machlokes HaPoiskim, the Taz, the Maisa says you have to be machmer. The Goyin, the Derechaim says you have to be machmer. And again, those who want to be mekel, the Meshavua, how the Oilam goes like the Meshavua and the grass, Mokhme has to be ru, but you can't be mekel. That means, for example, let's say you have outside your hammer, or something that's very choshev outside, your tape recorder, you're afraid someone's going to steal it, what you can do, you put a heter on top of it, Mokhme has to move on, you give a tap to the inside. Kikar Tinek. Otherwise, not perhaps to move on the place of Machwas. It comes out, based upon the Sugya of Kedera, put Shum inside, Machlok Shushainim, Rashba versus the Rosh, Lachl Maisa, Machlok Shushainim, and that way the Ikim Malach is, and the Shaitzi and Paskins, where Mokhme has to move on with Semech HaKikar Tinek, even by case of Kli Shemalachdoi Le Isser. It's getting late. End of this maybe with Akasha. We're having over here a case by Mace. That why can Metatl Mace either Kikar Tinek or this Beged, how when he's not Orim? Let's ask a Pasha Akasha. Why can he Metatl Mace? Mitzad, Mace is going to smell the place, smell up the place. And Mace is a Graf Shuri. So why is it worse than any Graf Shuri? Any wrapper in the floor and the Mace is dirty, you can take it off. Or even though it's a machma, anything that's moist, you can take it away. Any lechura, any mesa you have over here, why is it not nichl in the head of Graf Shuri'i? Why is it nichl? I'll bring it right to the kasha. The Meiri says, and the Mishmur brings down the Hilchos Yontif, they want to move a Nefil on Shabbos. He says, if it's a Graf Shuri, what's the problem? Pick it up, be a diamond, move it. It's not worse than any Graf Shuri. So we ask this question, Chaim, we roll back, the words are, Ein Zeh Nikra Graf Shuri, it's not a Graf Shuri. Who, what he means is, the whole Yisrael of Graf Shuri, what's Yisrael? It's garbage. That's Yisrael, it's garbage. That garbage, you have a head to Chazal to take something out. Over here, Lamaiso, it's covered a chayim, covered a mace. There's a mace over here. It's not garbage. We give it covered. We're even though it's just a goof, bleeding the shama, but the mace held in the shama inside of it. Therefore, we're machshiv it. To give it a get of graph of garbage, that's not what it is. Forget it. It was a human being, has a chshivus of a human being, and it's not nichel in the get of graph. That's what he's saying. And a nafel, Mishavua says, by the case, by Kahanim, he says, there's no covered a mace, the economic. Kahanim don't want to take it out. There's no in them covered mace by nafel. That's what Mishavua says by the case of Kahanim. By nafel, economic, there's no in them covered. Why? It's a rock. It's garbage. Economy, you can't technically throw it out. We do bury in the fallen. But at them, technically, you can throw it out. The halacha mitzvah meisa has a gedav kavod. The meisa is not nichel gedav of mitzvah graf shavoy. By next time, Be'ez Hashem will be mashal on Sif Zayin and then do tilt mitzvah tilt gufoy. And tomorrow is in of kaisel. Going to the kaisel with halachas are.
What? Basically, it's like we're talking about mother.